Welcome back to The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear. You have TNA. Hello.
Hi there.
So this is our sixth episode, and we are going to talk about our infamous ice storm getaway. Let me try that again. Talk about our famous...
It needs like a funny... I don't know.
The ice trip.
The sexy snowpocalypse. I don't know.
So we're going to talk about the time we went to Dallas, and there was a major ice storm.
And the world was frozen.
The world was frozen, and it took us... So typically it takes us 4 hours to from home to Dallas to go to one of the clubs, and it's our our getaway from our life here at home, and you know, it's worth the four-hour drive each way. And we just happened to be kid-free, and I think it was Saturday around noon. We went, oh, you know, it'd be fun. Let's get out of Dodge and go to Colette tonight.
Well, I think we had talked about it, like, earlier in the week, and something happened where we weren't, we were going to have...
Was it the snow?
Well, snow happened, but also we were going to have my child.
Oh, okay.
And we weren't going to have yours, so we're like, okay, forget it. And then at the last minute...
Okay.
We're free of him on Saturday.
Okay, so what happened was Friday, we got snow. And in this part of the country, people freak out and nobody handles the snow.
Yeah, everything shuts down.
Because nobody plows it, nobody uses salt, so there's just snow everywhere. So Saturday rolls around and we're like, well, gosh, the roads aren't that bad. We should just go to Dallas. I mean, what else are we going to do tonight? So... We pack up our stuff and we hit the road thinking we'll get there around 7. Well, once we started driving through Oklahoma, it was like, ooh, these roads are not good. It took us about 4 hours to get halfway there to about the border of Oklahoma and Texas. And then the roads closed.
Well, I think you're not doing it really justice, because I think we got about 2 hours into the trip before we realized this is much worse than we thought.
Oh, yeah.
But at that point, we're like, we've already committed 2 hours.
Yeah. So we're 2 hours in. The roads are bad.
It's bad.
They are bad. It's like a few inches of ice on the road that we're just driving on because the trucks have basically worn it solid. So
yeah,
it was
like highway, turnpike. The whole way, and it's the worst.
The worst driving conditions I've ever been in. It wasn't because of weather coming down, but because of the road conditions.
So we get to, what is that, Durant? Is that Durant?
Yeah, it's about Durant, and they've got, the roads are closed in Texas. We try a couple different roads, and no. Every road into Texas is closed because semis are getting stuck on the road because of the ice, and they just can't move. So there's a casino right there that we turn around and go back to, and...
Because we went 20 minutes off of the highway trying get around it, because we're like, oh, that's not true. We had a hypo tell us, nope, there's no roads into Texas. We're like, bull. So we drive like 20 minutes out of our way down this back road thinking we're going to outsmart them.
And there's another. We were lucky we didn't die on that back road.
No kidding.
Oh,
we're lucky we didn't die like 20 times
during
this trip.
So we decide to grab some dinner. We've now been in the car for 4 hours, and we're only halfway there. And so we grab dinner because they tell us the roads may open later, and we figure we'll eat and see if the roads open because, shit, we're halfway there. We might as well just go rather than spend that amount of time going back home.
So we think the worst of it is done.
The worst is done. So we eat, we call the police, and they say, the roads have opened back up. We're like, sweet. So we jump back on the road. The driving conditions are now worse. Cars, trucks sliding off the road, getting stuck on the road. We get stuck in traffic and can't do anything because stuff's going on in front of us.
We're driving 10 miles an hour at best.
And then we'd speed up and we would do like 50, but it was like we were taking our lives in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're on ice, but it's like pothole, 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 pothole. Like, I still cannot believe it. In all, it took us 11 hours to get to a place that normally takes us 4. So we finally get there. It's about 9 o'clock. We roll in and we're like, We are going to make the most of this night.
Which, another important key part to mention is, nowhere in any of this 9-hour adventure did we think to call and make sure that the club was even open.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Because we also have a friend in Dallas who's telling us, you guys are crazy coming to town. Nothing's open. Everything's shut down. Fast food places are shut down. When we get into town, we had to stop at the store, remember? Nobody was at Walmart. Every fast food place was closed.
Remember? Yeah, there was ice covering the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all these places are closed. It doesn't dawn on us to call the club to make sure it's open.
Never does.
We are so...
We got lucky.
So the place is open, and we get there, you know, it opens at 10. I think we rolled into town at 9, so we cruise in at 10. Normally, the upstairs part is open. It's not open because they don't foresee there being enough people, and we're like,
they're both surprised to see us.
That's weird.
Yeah.
In all, we're seeing maybe 4 couples.
If that.
Yeah.
I thought there was like 4 people there when we got there.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we were like, we're going to have fun.
Yeah. Well, and I think it was that night where I was like, we need to go talk to these people.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm like, no. Because if there's only 2 other couples there, we're not being left out.
So I guess I should backpedal a little bit because we made that decision, but it was after we sat. Remember, we sat on the couch and I was in a dark place because that was a long fucking day.
Oh my God.
And then to walk into the club and hear the dance floor's not even open.
Yeah.
There's only 4 people here. It was like, why did we just do this? And so I was sinking into this hole, and I think you helped bring me out of it, and you're like, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
If we're on that bed by ourselves, we are going to have a good time. And I was like, okay.
All right, so...
We rallied.
So I think I dragged you to go talk to this couple. And they were a cool couple.
Yeah.
And we were chatting with them. And did another couple join that conversation?
I think there was, there was 2 of them. There was 4 people sitting over there.
And fortunately, they were attractive. Cool. They were cool. They were around our age. And so we chatted with them. And now...
One of the couples, remember, she was first time there. They had just started dating, remember? She, like, went through a divorce recently, and they had just started dating, and it was her first time there. And then the other couple was another couple that had been dating, I think, for a little while. They were both the ones that had the party later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a side note, prior to this evening, we receive emails on SDC, and one of my pet peeves is that we get emails from single dudes. And it says right on there what we're looking for, what we're about. And specifically, no single dudes. And it's kind of annoying, you know, like it...
I don't even read them.
Right. So, we get an email from a single dude. And his email's like, the first thing it says is like, whoa, before you delete, I'm not single. Like, I'm not just a single dude. I mean, I am, but... He saw that we had been on the guest list for this club. And he's like, I'm going to be at this club with a date. She's a single. She's a unicorn. But would love to meet you guys. And we're like, single dude? Like, I don't think so, dude. Like, it's just kind of...
Did we answer it? We didn't answer.
We didn't answer it. It was a little bit like, nice try, but... You know, we're at this point, these guys are just creepy in our mind.
Yeah.
You know, because we're about couples and experiencing this together. And so we don't respond. And we're with these 2 couples. And there's probably another... Remember the couple that was fighting at the hotel and then we saw in there? The old couple.
Yes.
Older couple.
Yes.
So there's a couple other scragglers around, probably maybe coming in. And I don't know... I think we decide with these other 2 couples, let's go, no one's here, let's go to the voyeur bed.
Yeah. If you're ever going to have the guts to do it, it's going to be when there's no one here.
Yeah. So the big, like, voyeuristic room with a large round bed, you know, basically chairs around it for people to watch. We decide to go back to that room to screw around, I guess. Is that what our mission is?
Yeah. We're going to break the new girl in or something.
So as we know, one of the times we're walking around or checking the place out, I see the single dude. that emailed us.
I didn't think we recognized him.
I
did.
Oh. I recognized him. And he calls us out on it. And he's like...
I thought that was after the... No. You might have recognized him before, but he didn't say anything to us. Because we look over, and there's this couple that's attractive. And they're like... I think she may have been blowing him, or something was going on while they were watching us. And I was like, oh, we have a... turned on audience. And
that's right.
Because that's all I noticed at that point. You may have recognized him, but I didn't.
Yeah, I recognized him, and I'm like, ooh, okay, there's
Because we
dude.
Were just playing around. I mean, the three couples, I don't think anything real noteworthy was happening, other than the new girl went down on me, and I was the first vagina she'd ever tasted. That was kind of fun. But anyway, and then afterwards, I think maybe we were getting dressed, or, oh, I know, I had to pee. And that's kind of noteworthy. I walked to the bathroom like I own the place, naked. Remember?
Yeah. You didn't take a towel?
No.
Really?
Yes. You need that. We did it like two or three times.
Yeah.
And so I'm just walking around the club naked. I mean, stark buck naked, running around this place because, one, I'd been drinking. Two, I'm going to party tonight. Like, I'm going to have fun.
And it's not like you just went around the corner. You had to go down a hall,
down
through
the hall,
a room,
by the
through
front
the lobby.
Yes. Naked.
Yeah.
Naked as a jaybird.
Well, and then I think you came back and I was getting ahead.
Yeah. Who cares? We're having fun, right?
Yeah.
But at one of those times when I walked back was when he said, hey, you guys are from Oklahoma. And I was like, what? Yeah? Who are you?
And he introduced himself.
Yeah.
They were still watching.
Yeah.
And then he was referring to us by name while we were doing it.
Yes.
So he was then in, like, the bleachers watching. Yeah. Like, so then he's calling us out by name, saying, hey, T, get out of the way. I can't see A. And, you know, like, he was very personable.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I would say, he knew what he was doing. He wasn't creepy. He knew how to, you know, show interest without being overbearing. So, you know, he develops this conversation with all of us while we're playing, and I think his in was the squirting.
Oh, yeah.
So he makes mention to, oh, you ladies squirt.
Well, I think we had all kind of, like, fizzled out a little bit, and the girls were back and forth to the bathroom, and I think they crawled up on the bed and started messing around.
Mm-hmm,
and he was very, like, well, where are you guys going? Come back. You know, like, he's very...
he's a facilitator.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's professional. He knows what he's doing. This wasn't his first trip to the swingers club. And anyway, so he gets us all back up there, and I think he said something. Maybe we were telling stories. Was that it? We were telling... Because remember...
We kind of sat around.
First, yeah, well, because at the first... Our first experience at the 13th floor, one of the things that stuck out in my mind was there was this guy standing at the entrance to one of those rooms proclaiming that he could make any girl squirt. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so we stood there and we were like watching him. But anyway, that was like his thing. And we were talking about how funny that was and did that work for him. And I think that's what led to it because he was like, well, I can. And I was like, whatever. No, really, I can. And I said, but you can't make me because I don't know how to explain. I don't have internal orgasms like some girls explain. I don't think up until this point, I didn't think I had a G spot, you know, like whatever. I will disprove that theory that you can make any girl squirt. And I don't even know that I asked you if you were okay with it. I think I just hopped up there because serious.
He said you had to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And that was part of it. And you left and you came back.
Went to pee.
And I was just kind of hanging out. And this girl, like right when you walked up, was like, hey, it started going down on me. And you liked it. You probably saw what I was doing. And you're like, eh, what the hell? You just hop right up and cruise right on over to him. And,
but I also think that what we went through that day made that night what it was because we were bound and determined to have a good damn time, a damn good time.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah.
So I jump up there and took him, what, 3 seconds?
So explain what happened.
So he had me get up on my knees and face him. I don't even know, did I, like, have my arms around him? We were touching. He's like...
You were,
right
like, holding on to him.
That's right. So I'm, like, holding on to him. And he had a finger, maybe two.
Two.
And just started rubbing really hard. Like
a jackhammer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, putting his whole body into it. And he's a strong guy. But I thought, that's not pleasant. That's not, that doesn't feel good. Right. That's not going to make me, oh my God, I'm drenching the bed. Like, before I could even think about what was happening, I'm squirting all over the place and I'm soaked. The bed is soaked.
So now, was that like a feeling of some sort of orgasm?
It's weird. It's like, and what's funny is he's clearly had lots of experience, and whether or not he's telling me the truth, I don't know, but he tells me that what intrigues him so much about me and doing that with me is that I don't have this, like, oh, you know, orgasmic response to it. That's not what it is. It feels like, I mean, it's cool, and it feels good, but it's not the same. It's
not in the same category as an orgasm.
No.
Yeah.
No. And at that point, it was more intrigue than anything, and my profession is science-based, and I'm interested in how the body works, and I just wanted to know how the fuck he did that.
Yeah.
And so then it was like,
well, and then
what happened? Do it again.
Well, then, and to this guy's credit, and we've become friends with him, and we think very highly of him. But in this moment, we really don't know him that well. And
right.
I'm watching this take place, and to me, this is a unique experience where you're basically engaging another man without really much of a check-in with me.
Yeah.
And for what reason?
It's funny, because it was almost, I think because I was so detached from it being a sexual thing at this point, it was like,
it was a turn-on for me.
Yeah. And it has since been for me, but at the time, it was like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Show me your ways. Like,
right. So when he does this, he immediately calls me over and he's like, all right, here's what you do. Here's how I do it. You got to make sure this, and like coached me through it. And then I do it, you know? And at the same time, I mean, this guy knows what he's complimenting me. He's like, oh, you're strong enough. And you know, this, that, and just, you know, making himself well-liked by everybody, you know? So anyways, I proceed to then do it for her. And we haven't had an issue being able to do it really since, but that was your first squirting experience.
Yeah.
Which, now we know. Now we know the technique.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, so I think then did you have any other interaction with him that evening?
Are you kidding me?
God. All right. So.
Really?
What was it? About 2 o'clock?
We closed down the bar because they're normally open till 4, remember?
Right.
And we were back there having fun, and they come back there and tell us we have to leave.
Yeah, so at this point, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 couples on this round, large bed.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, now there's like 6 couples watching.
Yeah, we have an audience.
Yeah, which we could care less about. Like, we were clearly in the moment of playing here
really
and touching
there.
This. Yeah. Yeah, I think we had a good time.
That may have been our first, like, real, like, orgy. Like, multiple...
In fact, I don't even remember what happened while we were there. I remember more afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Because it wasn't really... I mean, I think the other two couples may have swapped.
The one couple didn't swap at all. The blonde one?
Yeah.
They were kind of just doing their own thing.
Yeah. But the two that we... met up with later.
So we get kicked out. They say, look, you got to go. And we're like, what? This place is open for another hour or two. And they're like, no, got to go. So we, fortunately, the hotel that everyone was staying at literally is next door. We walk next door and go into their room, where we will now refer to this single guy as the mayor of Swingsville. we go back to his room where he has 2 queen beds and he had, like, the survival pack. He's like, what do you guys need? Do you need condoms, lube, power bar? You hungry?
Yeah.
You know, do you need some lotion? What, you know, he whips out this bag and he's throwing stuff left and right. And A and I, at this point, are more interacting with each other. And are there just kind of to watch. We are not ones to jump in head first, and we kind of... or more reserved, especially at this point. So we go back, and so now the single couple, the unicorn and the single guy, and then one of the other couples are there back with us. And I'm trying to think how things played out. Oh.
Well, she went to change. The unicorn went and changed into a little
corset
thing, yeah. And I had to help her get into that. So there was that.
It was the infamous picture.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to think to what led up to that, but I
don't
it
know
was
how
that
was. It we were just wanting to take a picture.
Well, I think the facilitator, the mayor,
yeah.
was. Oh, that's hot. Yeah. Have you ever had three? You
oh,
know,
okay.
like you
so. So we were talking about, so there's three women in the room. We're like, gosh, have you ever had three women go down at you at once? And I hadn't. So I had three women go down at me at once, and we have a picture of it, which
yeah, pretty cool picture.
Is a pretty cool picture. And I think each guy took a turn getting
yeah.
a picture of three
yeah.
girls going down on him.
Yeah, it was more for the picture, because there's really not room for that many mouths.
Yeah, it wasn't logistically very...
No, but it made a cool picture.
Yeah, it was very cool. So I don't remember exactly how things played out, but there's things I remember, so I'll just throw it out there and...
I remember I drank so many strawberry
oh,
margaritas
yeah.
that they told me that my vagina tasted like a Jolly Rancher. And it probably did.
Yeah. I remember, you know, we were having sex and they were trying to have DP.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, oh, this one girl wants to try DP. And her date was struggling. He was losing his...
Yeah.
Virility, is that the right
yeah,
word?
Which is 3 o'clock in the morning by now.
After drinking.
And drinking all night.
Yeah.
And he's a little older.
Well, I don't, yeah, that and, hey, get it up because
yeah.
we're going to have another guy jump in there with you.
Yeah.
Like, that takes another level of,
yeah.
Whatever, testosterone.
Yeah, but the mayor had no problem.
Yeah, so they attempted to do it. I think ultimately we just watched the mayor have anal sex with a chick because
yeah.
he couldn't really. Hold up his end.
It's still hot. I mean, they could.
And he was like, no, 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 please continue. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, 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 keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember.
Crazy.
I don't know how this came about. And this was a unique experience for us. Both the guys were attending to you.
Oh, yeah.
One was going down on you. One was kissing you or touching you. And I think I was playing with the unicorn. I might have been playing with the two girls. I don't really remember. But I remember, what's funny, I remember more what was going on with you.
Yeah.
And you faked an orgasm.
I did.
And I was like, oh my God, they got her to orgasm. Because I was like, that probably was why I remember it. Because I was like, holy shit, that's impressive. Like,
yeah. Try to remember the details, especially if. Whoever I'd fake the orgasm with is listening.
It, was the mayor.
It probably was. Sorry, mayor. But it was one of those things that first of all, it takes a dedicated.
Takes some effort.
It's a full time job. And so that, plus it was late and after.
Drinking. If you drink, you double the time.
And I'll just be honest, if you're having all this fun for hours, it gets a little.
Beat up.
Yeah. And it's not comfortable, especially when you get somebody new that's, like, really aggressive, and you're already like, okay, dude, no way, no how, but I'm not going to make him stop, so I just let him...
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it.
Because I do remember you saying, you're like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And had I had it, like, 5 hours prior to that, it probably would have been a different story. Yeah, but... I let him off the hook easily without
yeah,
getting his feelings hurt until now.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Until
I
now.
I wish you'd
now.
Do that with me. No,
well,
I'm just kidding.
And that's what has eventually led to my admiration for him is his admiration for me and how, like, even from the beginning, like, he just thinks I'm awesome. And I think he treats all women that
yeah.
way, and that's his, that he's really freaking good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it works.
Oh, yeah. He makes you feel like you're the only girl in the room.
Right.
And which is impressive when there's five other women he's maybe already had sex with that
yeah.
night.
I mean, I've watched him have sex with
yeah.
all of them. But I feel like I'm the best.
Yeah. Good. He's
good.
He's a professional.
He knows how to work with women.
So, I remember two men kind of going and, you know, taking care of you and me playing with the unicorn and the other one, and they were all a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, we made the most of a night that, for all intents and purposes, shouldn't have even happened.
Yeah, and it's probably one of our best memories.
Yeah, it's one of our most fun nights.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think if there was any other highlights from that evening. I think, ultimately, I think we ended up having sex and... I don't know. You know, it's funny. I remember having sex and almost being like, hey, man, nice work while I'm doing it. You know, like, there's other people, like, yeah. slapping you on the back.
Yeah,
and,
good job. That was like, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, nice work. Or, yeah. So, what did we get back at? Maybe 4 a.m. We probably had sex when we got back to the room.
I think we probably did.
So, we might have gone to bed at, like, 5 that night.
I know that the overall trip, we spent more time driving than we were in
Absolutely.
Dallas. I think we got there at 9, and we left at like 10 the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there for 13 hours, and we drove for almost 20. Because then it took us like 8 or 9 hours to get home, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it took a long time to get back. It
took 11 to get down there.
It was definitely quicker on the way back. 11 to get there, and it was like maybe 6 or 7 on the way back or something like that. It made for a good story. So, yeah. All of that for this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. But we made a good friend. Kind of opened my eyes, too, to the single guys. I mean, not that I would invite that openly, but I don't have the same, like, turn my nose up to it that I used to.
But have we really... We only attend places that... don't allow him.
Yeah, and he's never been...
We have met another one that was there with another girl, but he was a single guy. It was... He had some goofy nickname. We met at Utopia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember, what?
Well, and I think that's how they... How they do it. How they get in. I mean,
You have to bring
dates.
A date.
Yeah.
And they just ditch each other.
Up until that point, we didn't know that unicorns really existed, but we've met several since.
Yeah.
And every time we see him, he's got a different date.
That's true.
Every time. And we've seen him maybe 5 times since then. 4
That's true.
5 times.
Well, and there's no doubt he's going to come up in future podcasts because we have other experiences with him.
Yeah.
Which, and other club experiences.
Well, and we talked about having him on the podcast. He'd be somebody fun.
He was super excited to hear we would have a podcast.
Well, we should, next time we go down to a party, we should podcast there.
With him?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was
and whatever date he has.
Whichever flavor of the month.
Whichever one he wants to bring.
Yeah. And they've all been really cool girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I would say, yeah, he's changed our philosophy about single guys just because he brings generally attractive women,
mm-hmm.
and it's weird. I wouldn't call him pushy. I mean, he is kind of pushy in a way, but not offensively.
Yeah.
You know, it's flattery.
Mm-hmm.
And he is aware enough of how much is okay and how much is too mm-hmm. much.
Yeah.
Which, to his credit, why? He's got a lot of people, a lot of friends in the lifestyle.
He's good with people and he's confident.
Yeah.
This is a guy that walks around house parties naked and large and in charge.
Well, you did this. It's not necessarily up when he's walking around.
That's true.
Because that might just be weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, doesn't lack for confidence, and but we're a fan of him. He's a good dude, so he'll be on the podcast. Well, this has been another podcast, The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with TNA. We will catch you next time.
Fuck you later.